As we prepare to celebrate the mystery of God's love, revealed in word and sacrament, let us call to mind our sins. Father eternal, giver of light and grace, we have sinned against you and against our neighbour, in what we have thought, in what we have said and done, through ignorance, through weakness, through our own deliberate fault. We have wounded your love and marred your image in us. We are sorry and ashamed and repent of all our sins. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, who died for us, forgive us all the sins past and lead us out from darkness to walk as children of light. Amen.
May the God of love and power forgive you and free you from your sins, heal and strengthen you by his Spirit, and raise you to new life in Christ our Lord. Amen. Glory to God in the highest, and peace to his people on earth. Lord God, Heavenly King, Almighty God and Father, we worship you, we give you thanks, we praise you for your glory. Lord Jesus Christ, only Son of the Father, Lord God, Lamb of God, you take away the sin of the world, have mercy on us. You are seated at the right hand of the Father, receive our prayer. For you alone are the Holy One, you alone are the Lord, you alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit, in the glory of God the Father. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have broken the tyranny of sin, and have sent the Spirit of your Son into our hearts, whereby we call you Father. Give us grace to dedicate our freedom to your service, that we and all creation may be brought to the glorious liberty of the children of God, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who is alive and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
A reading from the second letter of Paul to the Corinthians. As we work together with Christ, we urge you also not to accept the grace of God in vain. For he says, "At an acceptable time I have listened to you, and on a day of salvation I have helped you. See, now is the acceptable time. See, now is the day of salvation. We are putting no obstacle in anyone's way, so that no fault may be found with our ministry. But as servants of God, we have commended ourselves in every way, through great endurance in afflictions, hardships, calamities, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labours, sleepless nights, hunger. By purity, knowledge, patience, kindness, holiness of spirit, genuine love, truthful speech, and the power of God. With the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left, in honour and dishonour, in ill repute and good repute, we are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet are well known, as dying and see, we are alive, as punished and not yet killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor, yet making many rich, as having nothing, and yet possessing everything. We have spoken frankly to you, Corinthians. Our heart is wide open to you. There is no restriction in our affections, but only in yours. In return, I speak as to children. Open wide your hearts also. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Mark.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When the evening had come, Jesus said to his disciples, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd behind, they took him with them in the boat, just as he was. Other boats were with him. A great gale arose and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already being swamped. But he was in the stern, asleep on a cushion. And they woke him up and said to him, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" He woke up and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." Then the wind ceased and there was a dead calm. He said to them, "Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith?" And they were filled with great awe and said to one another, "Who then is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
May I speak to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. I'd like you all, just for a moment, to close your eyes and imagine that you are sat at home and you are listening to the wireless. Now on Radio 4. German bite, Humber. Variable 2 to 4, becoming southeast, 3 to 5. Slight, occasionally moderate in north. German bite, fair, good. Thames, Dover, White, Portland. Variable 2 to 4. Slight, occasionally moderate in Portland. Thundery rain later in White and Portland. Moderate or good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger. Northeast 3 or 4, rising. Occasional rain, moderate and occasionally poor. Anyone recognise these iconic words? I know I haven't got the voice for radio. Thanks, Giles, for the music from Reginald Binge. Words taken from this week's daily shipping forecast on Radio 4. I love it. There's something quite poetic and mysterious about this unique broadcast. For those who need to know it, it could make all the difference between life and death. And any seafarer would be foolish not to observe its recommendations. For most of us, being on the sea or at the seaside conjures up a delightful image. Whether it's the memory of holidays at the seaside as a child, or perhaps taking a cruise in older years. The sea for us is an obvious benefit of being an island race, a place of livelihood for others, and a place of tranquility and relaxation for everyone. Not so for Mark in the Gospel. Mark's sea is not a place for romantic cruises on crystal blue waters. Mark's sea is not calm, not inviting, not warm to walk in. It is a sea where discipleship is challenged, where boundaries are impassable, where life hangs in the balance. It is a stormy sea. Storms happen even to the best of us, the smartest and the most prepared travellers amongst us. Storms terrify us, knocking us around, threatening to destroy our stability and security. We don't know whether we can withstand them, and we are uncertain of how long they will last. At least that's how a storm at sea would be for most of us. That is how it was for the disciples. We hear that it was evening, and leaving the crowds behind, Jesus and the disciples head out in a boat across the Sea of Galilee. I've been to Galilee, and on the day that we went out in the boat in February 2009, it was quite warm, and the water was calm, and the mountains rose on each side. And I felt perfectly safe. Although the water is probably quite calm most of the time, it wasn't on this particular day with the disciples. A storm was brewing that couldn't be avoided. Even as they faithfully followed Jesus' instructions to cross the water to the other side, it seemed that they were to be beaten by the waves. Even though surrounded by other boats, there was no protection from the wind and the rain, and the boat seemed to be sinking. The disciples were terrified that they would perish, and Jesus was asleep. So they cry out, "Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing?" It is then that Jesus calmed the sea with the words, "Peace, be still." You may never have crossed the Sea of Galilee, but we've all been in that boat. This is not just a story that you might encounter on Radio 4. It's not just a story about a boat trip in stormy weather. It is a story about life, our fears and our faith. Times of intense difficulty, trouble or danger have often been compared to stormy seas. They come upon us whether we like it or not. Life is like that. When the wind ceased and the waves became calm, Jesus questioned the disciples' fear and lack of faith. And it's no coincidence that Jesus doesn't say, "There's nothing to be afraid of." Saying "there's nothing to be afraid of" is quite different from saying "do not be afraid." The truth is that there are many things that we've discovered lately to be afraid of. Isolation, pain, COVID-19, feeling useless, feeling lost, our own inadequacies, illness and death are very real. Like the disciples in our gospel reading, we are also challenged to rediscover our faith in God's word when we find ourselves in the midst of our own storms. The questions that Jesus asked the disciples are the questions he continues to ask us. Why are you afraid? Have you still no faith? As we grow in faith, we come to understand that the things that cause us despair do not have the last word. Yet, faith does not eliminate change or circumvent us away from the storms of our life. Rather, faith takes us through the storms, reminding us that Jesus is always there with us. We are reminded that the power of God is mightier than any wind that beats against us, that the love of God is deeper than any wave that threatens to drown us. Jesus invites us to stay with him in the boat, saying, "Let us go across to the other side. I won't leave you, and I will journey with you." Let us not forget that Jesus addressed the whole 12 and many others on that day. They were in community. If the past year has taught us anything, it is the importance of community. People have worked so hard to stay connected to this community, even though separated. Just as the disciples set off to the other shore with Jesus and the other boats, we too journey with this community, accompanied by the one whose arm doth bind the restless wave. So when the storms of life toss us to and fro, let us be reminded that the one who rules the winds and the waves is present in every storm of our lives, and his response will always be the same: "Peace, be still." Amen. Let us declare our faith in God. We believe in God the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth is named. We believe in God the Son, who lives in our hearts through faith and fills us with his love. We believe in God the Holy Spirit, who strengthens us with power from on high. We believe in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.
We appeal to you not to receive the grace of God in vain, for he says, in a favourable time I listened to you, in a day of salvation I have helped you. Behold, now is the favourable time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Let us pray. In the worldwide Anglican Communion, today we pray for the United Church of North India and for their Bishop, Michael Herentz. On the day when Brazil records its 500th death from COVID, we ask that your church throughout the world takes a lead role in encouraging the sharing of vaccines and the development of a global response to the pandemic, so that all lives matter. For the harvest of his Spirit, thanks be to God. For the good we all inherit, thanks be to God. For the wonders that astound us, for the truths that still confound us, most of all that love has found us, thanks be to God. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
Creator God, we are surrounded by your oceans with abundant life in the deeps. Help us to care for its beauty and to respect its power. We pray for all places suffering from coastal erosion and the catastrophic flooding. God, help us to share in your love for the whole of creation. We ask that the world leaders hear the words of our great environmentalists, that action is required now. We give thanks for the works of all artists who capture the wonders of your creation and help us see it with different eyes. For the fruits of his creation, thanks be to God. For his gift to every nation, thanks be to God. For the ploughing, sowing, reaping, silent growth while we are sleeping, future needs in earth's safekeeping, thanks be to God. Lord, in your mercy. Dear God, let thy kingdom come. Help us to see your kingdom amongst the small and easily missed actions, the only just did this acts of kindness. Today we especially pray for all fathers. We give thanks that in today's culture, fathers are encouraged to participate more closely in their children's lives, from attendance at the birth, throughout childhood and into adulthood. We ask that they be guided and encouraged to take advantage of this opportunity to live out their vocation as a good father. We pray too especially for those fathers who will not see their children today, for fathers who have lost one or more of their children. We ask that you encourage them to speak of their loss to others and you, their Heavenly Father. We pray for all fathers and other residents of Kingswear View. In the just reward of labour, God's will is done. In the help we give our neighbour, God's will is done. In the worldwide task of caring for the hungry and despairing, in the harvest we are sharing, God's will is done. Lord, in your mercy. We pray for all carers, for all the invaluable work they do, especially for young carers. As the numbers in our hospitals start to increase, and as our health service begins to deal with the backlog of cases due to the COVID pandemic, we again give grateful thanks for our National Health Service, for all our doctors, nurses, and other health professionals who are growing increasingly tired. Be with them, Lord. O God, our Redeemer, whose Son ever lives to make intercessions for us, hear us as we pray for those in any kind of need. We remember those who have asked for our prayers, for those who are sick. Pat Hyde, Beryl Leverick, Ginny Camponi, Tom Heafy, Alan Cross, Christine Oates, Jeff Blowers, Jeffrey Lidster. And we remember too those in long-term care, Mary Metcalf, Doreen Hoare, Margaret Burton, George Brown, and Jennifer Mode. May he who has borne our infirmities strengthen and heal them, that they may find grace to help in time of need and rejoice in his salvation. Lord, in your mercy.
Amen.
We are treated as impostors and yet are true, as unknown and yet well known, as dying and behold we live, as punished and yet not killed, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing, as poor yet making many rich, as having nothing yet possessing everything. We pray for the souls of all who have recently died and for those who mourn their death. For Margaret Pawson, Margaret Tomlinson, Pat Waite, Mark Wainwright, and Pauline Moss. And remember those whose anniversary of death occurs at this time. Pam Wood, Patrick Parkinson, Jonathan Mills, and Douglas Colby. And we give thanks for all those in this place who support the bereaved. Lord, in your mercy. Make us joyful and expectant, that at his coming with all his own, we too may go forth to meet him and share in his eternal joy. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Baptized into Christ, let us live in the Spirit of Christ. The peace of the Lord be always with you.
And also with you.
Oh,
Wise and gracious God, you spread a table before us. Nourish your people with the word of life and the bread of heaven. Amen. The Lord is here.
He spoke to us.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. You are worthy of our thanks and praise, Lord God of truth, for by the breath of your mouth you have spoken your word and all things have come into being. You fashioned us in your image and placed us in the garden of your delight. Though we chose the path of rebellion, you would not abandon your own. Again and again you drew us into your covenant of grace. You gave your people the law and taught us by your prophets to look for your reign of justice, mercy, and peace. As we watch for the signs of your kingdom on earth, we echo the song of the angels in heaven, evermore praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Lord God, you are the most holy one, enthroned in splendor and light. Yet in the coming of your Son, Jesus Christ, you reveal the power of your love, made perfect in our human weakness. Facing our humanity, Jesus showed us the way of salvation. Loving us to the end, he gave himself to death for us. Dying for his own, he set us free from the bonds of sin that we might rise and reign with him in glory. He gave up himself for us all. He took bread and gave you thanks. He broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup and gave you thanks. He gave it to them, saying, Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me. Therefore, we proclaim the death that he suffered on the cross. We celebrate his resurrection, his bursting from the tomb. We rejoice that he reigns at your right hand on high, and we long for his coming in glory. Recall the one perfect sacrifice of our redemption. Father, by your Holy Spirit, let these gifts of your creation be to us the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Form us into the likeness of Christ and make us a perfect offering in your sight. With favour on your people, and in your mercy hear the cry of our hearts. Bless the earth, heal the sick, let the oppressed go free, and fill your church with power from on high. gather your people from the ends of the earth to feast with Blessed Mary and all your saints at the table in your kingdom, where the new creation is brought to perfection in Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honour and glory be yours, Almighty Father, for ever and ever. Amen. Let us pray with confidence as our Saviour has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. Though we are many, we are one body, because we all share in one bread. God's holy gifts for God's holy people. Jesus Christ is holy. Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The body of Christ broken for us all. Amen. Blood of Christ shed for us all. Amen. Let us pray. O God, whose beauty is beyond our imagining and whose power we cannot comprehend, show us your glory as far as we can grasp it and shield us from knowing more that we can bear until we may look upon you without fear through Jesus Christ, our Saviour. Amen. Lord, we have broken your bread and received your life. By the power of your Spirit, keep us always in your love. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be among you and remain with you always. Amen. Amen.
Go in peace to love and serve the Lord.
In the name of Christ.